Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Italian Radio Show, brought to you by West Coast Italian Radio on the ABC News and Talk Radio Network. Again, I'm Tony Listelli, your host, with Marzia Caputo, my co-host, and we have a great guest on today's show. Of course, our theme is, you know, Italy being reopened for all the traveling, all the tourist people going back. So who better than to tell us about this than my very favorite Italian travel agent, travel trip planner, the gal who knows it all when it comes to Italian travel, our very own Teresa Callahan. Teresa, how you doing?
Grazie mille. Grazie. I'm really good, and I'm so excited when you reached out to me about this topic because I'm getting ready to go back to Tuscany this fall.
So. Well, that's fantastic. So now remind me, because I know are you part Italian?
No, but I'm sto practicando mi italiano. I'm trying to be Italian every way that I know how.
And see, that fits our other theme for the show, which is our motto here with West Coast Italian Radio is everybody wants to be Italian.
Yes.
So you fit our thing perfectly. And I know you have been to our restaurant where you've had some great Italian food. I know you like Italian wine. And you do these amazing trips to Italy. But before we get into the trips, let's talk a little bit about what the reopening is. Tell people about this.
Oh, gosh. So, you know, things are changing daily. I am literally on the American Embassy site. I'm looking at international travel sites, opening up of Italy. Things are changing by the day, as you know, and sometimes even during the day, we're getting new announcements. But it's been a long time, and I know that our Italian friends are so excited and anxious to see us. And, of course, we're just hanging on by waiting to get back. And so things are opening. There are some restrictions. I'm hoping that things, as the months go by, are getting a little bit more open and comfortable for people, but we're not through this yet. So being patient, being respectful, and understanding what some of the rules are, and the airlines are doing a phenomenal job about keeping us safe and keeping us on track to make a great travel experience happen again.
Well, you know, and it's good to hear that, because I know that Marzia, you were recently in Italy. She was there in the fall. And I mean, and she's from there. She's from Vicenza. So she went home to visit her family. And, you know, they were so restrictive. It was almost like they didn't even want, not her family, but the Italian government almost didn't even want her to be there. It's kind of like, hey, come here, see your family, then go home, get out of here. Okay.
Well, it was more like you have to go there. You have to prove to them that you are Italian or you could not go in.
Right.
Like down. So I have to really not even have the ID card Italian. They don't care about that. I have to call the consulate from San Francisco and ask the certificate to prove their Italian nationality. So it's like, wow, they're really on top of that.
Yeah.
So I think we have to do quarantine, do all that, and no quarantine like here. You can go outside to walk. We have to be locked down inside 2 weeks. It was like, wow, that's
tough. And then when she would go out on the street, she would say that on practically every corner, you had a carabinieri who would be checking. You had to have a card to indicate you could go out. So it was very restricted, obviously, in Italy. It's very good to know now that it's opening back up to the public.
The quarantine is different. If you fly, you have to have the test done, or if you have the card with a COVID shot, you'll be free, no quarantine if you have the card that you prove you got the vaccine. That's what I heard now. I don't know if it changed again, because you know
what
it is.
So what is the most current travel restrictions, or, you know, what are the rules right now as they stand today?
The rules that I've been hearing are you either need to be vaccinated or you have to take a test to show proof that, you know, you are not carrying the virus as you enter.
Yeah.
My friends that have been flying into Rome are saying, and my friends over there in Italy are saying, it is incredible. Rome in particular, Fiumicino, when you fly in, they have stations set up. And I actually heard a story the other day of someone flying into Rome, having taken the test before they enter the country. And now I'm understanding that's really only coming back to the States. They will do a rapid test right when you arrive in Rome. And it's so set up exquisitely that it's almost easier going through customs now, because they have these stations and someone will sit with you patiently and fill out the paperwork to make sure you're ready to enter the country. And I feel like everyone there is so anxious and ready to receive guests again. They're so happy to have tourists coming that they've really put a lot of work into making it a seamless experience and to also be safe. So I'm very optimistic, much more than I was even a month ago, because they have got the systems down and they really want to come.
I think one thing that people had a question about that I had kind of read, and I wasn't quite sure even when I saw this article in the Washington Post about this, which was, of course, a couple of weeks ago, it may have changed now, that even if you had had been vaccinated and you had, you know, your card with you that you could show your proof of vaccination, that you were still required to take a test, COVID test, both when you arrived and when you left. And I think people have some issues with that for a couple of reasons. That number one, they figure, well, if I've already been vaccinated, then why should I have to take the test? But number two, up until at least recently, I understood that you had to pay for those tests, that and those tests were like $350 for each person each time you took them. So people were saying, well, geez, that means that if I go with my wife or my husband to Italy, it's going to cost me $700 to get the test when I get there, and another $700 when I come back, for each of us, an additional $1,400. So is that, are we understanding that correctly?
Well, I have someone who just flew out of Seattle, and they went to a pharmacy close to the SeaTac airport, and I believe it was about $100 to take the test, and they got it very quickly. I think they stayed at a hotel that night, and they're turning it around very, very quickly. So they had the results in hand. They boarded the plane. They arrived in Rome at Fiumicino, and they still had to do a rapid test. They waited 15 minutes with someone.
How much did that cost?
That was free. They're free at the airport.
Okay.
And so when you depart and come back, I understand in the United States, to re-enter, you need to show proof. But there are systems in place over there. And
so the tests are free then?
The tests are free at Fiumicino. Now, what I've been telling my clients, we're getting ready to travel in October, and I'm telling all of them to talk to their airline, British Airways, American Airlines. They're well-informed. They want to keep their passengers safe. They know the protocol. They know the laws, and they're keeping up on it every single day. So anyone wanting to travel, right before you travel, make sure you touch base with your airline. They seem to be very good about giving updates and keeping people informed, because they don't want chaos either. Nobody wants chaos.
Sure.
So everyone seems to be getting involved, and we have to follow the rules. And yep, it costs extra money. Travel right now, if you've noticed, is really increased in price. I'm not spending twice what I am to fly to Rome this fall than I did 2 years ago in the fall.
Wow.
But I'm spending at least 50 to 60% more than I did 2 years ago. Yeah. And it's just supply and demand. People are ready to get
back in life.
Well, those are very good tips. And now just changing our gear here, just a minute so that we can talk about what you specifically do. You know, I understand that a big thing is that even though Italy was opened to European tourists, the tourists from Europe typically do not spend the same amount of money as American tourists do when they travel to Italy. So they're very, very happy to get American tourists to come back just because we tend to spend more and we tend to do more. So let's hear about some of the trips that you do, that you offer, and how people can get involved with them.
Well, my company, Retreat to Tuscany, is a retreat-based program. So I take groups of women, and I've been doing this for a few years now, and immerse them in a small medieval village in southern Tuscany, a little town called Montisi.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
We live like a Tuscan for a week. It's very different from a tour. I am not a travel agent, but I sure have learned so much through this process of taking groups over there with me. But what's really different about this experience than a tour or a trip through Italy is that it truly is a retreat. We spend months in preparation to have an amazing experience together. We live in a villa together among the Tuscans in a small village of 700 people in the population. Many of these people don't speak any English. And we have experiences every single day with the locals. We have an in-house chef. We build the menu with her, and we spend time in the kitchen cooking with her. We'll spend
that
a day
like a lot
on a farm learning about zero radius living and cooking. We spend time studying the language just a little bit so we can communicate while we're there. But everything slows way down. And I find sometimes it takes taking yourself halfway around the world and immersing yourself in a small village like this to reconnect with yourself.
And what really a great experience.
Thank you.
It's been an amazing experience
to witness these women and the breakthroughs they're having. So as things have progressed, a winery that I work with, Genoa Cellars in Woodinville, has a tasting room, one of the great Washington wines. They said they'd like to start taking their wine club members to Tuscany. Well, they specialize in Sangiovese, super Tuscan blends. So I've been working with them for a few years because it's an absolute alignment. I love Sangiovese wine. I love using it for blending and drinking on its own, but that is the wine famous in Tuscany. So I'm taking my first group of couples through our wine club.
I was going to ask you, so you are taking, so men can also come. You're taking couples now too, men and women, right?
In fact, I have two couples retreats planned for next spring and one women's retreat. The women's retreat's almost half full already. I barely got the dates recently in May. Women are so excited and craving adventure and time together. And so I feel like it's going to be a great year. Our fall retreat's been booked full. Everyone who was planning to go with me 2 years ago postponed. And I've got 12 amazing women, all of us traveling together this October. And our 2022 programs are filling up very quickly.
All right. So tell everybody, we only have about a minute left. Tell everybody how they can find out more about what you do, how they can possibly sign up or get the information. Where do they go?
First, check out our website. It's retreattotuscany.com. It shows you a sample itinerary and the dates that are available right now for registration. We have an Instagram account, Retreat to Tuscany. Call me, reach out to me. I love having conversations with really special people who are looking for an adventure, are ready to make some shifts in their life and want to do it with a group of amazing women. And I've got a team over there ready to take care of
it. That sounds fantastic. Folks, we've been listening to Teresa Callahan, Retreat to Tuscany. Absolutely fantastic Italian tour, Italian travel, originally for groups of women to retreat to Italy, but now couples as well. Great wine, great cooking, great experience to really get the authentic Italian experience. Make sure you check it out.